There was a famous dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding the concept of Dabar She'eino Mischaven on Shabbos. If you do an act, a malacha, without the kavana. So Reb Shimon says the Dabar She'eino Mischaven is mutter. Reb Shimon's opinion is that if you do something unintentional, that result, you're doing act A, which is permitted, and it may or may not cause act B, so even if act B happens, we're not concerned. So in other words, the classic case the Gemara gives is you drag a chair in the field, in the yard, so sometimes it makes holes in the ground, let's say that it will violate Choresh, other times it's not. So as long as you don't intend to create the holes in the ground, the choresh, then it's okay. That's a davar she'eino mischaven. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Suvis, other places, want to say even Rav Shimon, who holds a davar she'eino mischaven is mutter, something you don't have intention for is mutter, but even when Shimon agrees, besik reisha below yamas, that in a case where it's definitely going to happen, I mean, the classic case in the Gemara is that you cut off a chicken's head. I wanted to give it to my kid to play with, and I know my intention isn't to for the chicken to die. But obviously, if you cut the chicken's head off, that's a psik resha. So it says, even Rav Shimon agrees, by a psik resha, if you do act A, which is permitted, and it's definitely going to lead to act B, which is prohibited, so then even Rav Shimon agrees, it's prohibited. So let's say working with the chair case. So let's say the chair is very heavy, and you know for sure it's a light chair. May or may not happen. You use a heavy chair, and if you know it's going to be a violation of Choresh. That's, you know, as if the chair is light. If the chair is heavy, so then even Rav Shimon agrees. Kind of like, or perhaps, you know, like a refrigerator. You had to open the door of the fridge, but the problem is the light's going on. So even Rav Shimon agrees that if you know by opening door A, doing act A, it's definitely going to lead to act B, and act B is prohibited, so then it's... So you get into... let's assume in the refrigerator you have an incandescent light bulb or something which would violate an issa d'oraisa. Then it's a further dispute in the Rishonim Achronim. What about a psik reisha on a din d'rabbanan? But comes along Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He says, what's psah? Why is it if Rav Shimon holds that a davar she'eino mischaven is mutter, why is a psik reisha usher? You still don't have in mind. It's just, why is the label of psik reisha on a davar she'eino mischaven? So Rav Elchanan says there are two possibilities here. Why is psik reisha usher? In other words, is it pshat that when you take this chair and you know it's definitely going to make a hole in the soft ground? So since you know it's going to happen, it's inevitable, so therefore we view it as you had kavana for it. So do we say a psik reisha turns into a davar hamischaven, since it's inevitable, that means that I had kavana, and therefore it's no longer davar she'eino mischaven. Or do I say no? It's not that act B becomes a davar hamischaven. You can't separate the acts, since it's going to happen automatically for sure. So therefore, when you carry the chair on the dirt, it's not an incidental consequence, but that's basically what you're doing. It's not like a totsah. This is the act. It's all one. It's the same act of dragging the chair is making the hole. In other words, basically, when you drag the chair, it's ke'ilu was saying you're plowing, and therefore, it's usher, because since you know you intend to drag the chair, so by definition, you also have intent to make to do the plowing. So is it because a davar it turns a davar she'eino mischavin into a davar ha-mischavin, or does it this? That's not the lem. The lem this is that it's only one act, because since it's going to happen anyway, so since you have intention to drag the chair, so and the plowing is going to happen, so therefore we consider that as the fact that you have one's intent to drag the chair, that we view it also as intent for but is it one? Is it basically, or according to them, one was saying it's two different things. But we're saying since you intend to, since it's inevitable to create a plowing, so therefore, yeah, so might ask, what's the difference if I say it's like a davar ha-mischavin, it's two different things, but since it's like have kavana for the other result, or do I say they're inseparable, you can't separate act A from act B? So that's what Rav Chanan Wasserman explains. There's a famous machokis in the Rishonim between the Aruch and the Ri and others. The Aruch has a interesting shita which the Briskers like, that he wants to qualify when it says Modir of Shimon B'sik Reish of Elol Yomus, that's only if it's something as if it's something you want. But what if you, if it's a psik reisha de lo nichole? In other words, if the resulting plowing is not desirable, you couldn't care less about it. I'm just pulling my chair, even though you know it's going to happen. So the Rida Aruch assumes it's mutter, is because this type is, it's called the davar she'eino miskaven. And the psik reisha, in other words, if psik reisha makes it a davar ha-miskaven, psik reisha de lo nichle makes it a davar she'eino miskaven. And the Re says no, the Re holds all cases of psik reisha, even a psik reisha de lo nichle is usher. So what's in the kudas ha-machokis between the Aruchu or those sheets who hold psik reisha de lo nichle is mutter, and those who hold it to us? This is what Rav Chanan says, is the Nakuda. The Aruch who says a psik reisha de lo nichle is mutter, the what's pshat, even if the unintended, when the unintended result, plowing, is inevitable, we assume it's a psik reisha, we consider it intentional. However, apit svara, the psik reisha would only apply in cases where I want the resulting malacha, where it's desirable to me. Then I could assume, I could say the resulting malacha plowing was intentional. However, when the resulting malacha is undesirable, there's no reason to assume that the person intended for the malacha. In other words, I open their fridge, and I could, it's broad daylight, I don't need the light, so there's no reason to think I opened the, my kavana was on the light, even though it's going to happen by itself. So you could, to the two set, since they're two separate actions, it's a davar she'eino miskaven. It's mutter, psik reisha makes it a davar ha-miskaven, and psik reisha de lo nichle turns it back into an eino miskaven. Aye, so why doesn't the Re say that? Because the Re holds, no, that the reason why psik reisha is usher is because, like we said, the second pshat, that the permitted act of pulling the chair and the resulting malacha of choresh, you can't separate the two. So they can't, it's considered one, halachically considered one act. So therefore, even if the resulting malacha is undesirable, and I don't have any intention, it's still usher. Because, in other words, if dragging a heavy chair on the soft ground is, by definition, an act of plowing, act of making holes in the ground, so the act is usher. It's since I have intent to drag the chair, I don't need, in, by definition, it's also intent to make the hole. So that's the, so Machokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon, with the davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. We generally pass on Rav Shimon, davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Even Rav Shimon's mode of psik reisha below yomas is usher. How far does he go? Only under rices or also under rabbanans? And then what's the pshat in psik reisha? Is it turning into a davar ha-miskaven? There are two different actions, but since I know it's inevitable, the difference, like I have kavana on the inevitable result. Oh, no, it's not that I don't have kavana on the inevitable result. It's halakhically, you can't separate the two. It's considered one act. So when I'm pulling the chair, it's like I'm pulling the chair and causing plowing. It's like I'm doing the act of plowing with kavana. Nafka mina is the machlokas, the arach, and the ri. Whether I say psik reisha de lo nichale, it's mutter, or at least only the rabbanan. The arach says it's psik reisha de lo nichale. It's okay. Why? Because if the resulting malacha is desirable, so then I can see why it makes it a dava hamiskaven. But if the resulting malacha plowing is undesirable, well, there's no reason to assume it had kavana for this malacha, and therefore it's a dava shena miskaven. So it goes from a dava shena miskaven to a psik reisha to a dava hamiskaven back to a dava shena miskaven. I have no desire. And the re doesn't make a difference, even though I only have kavana for the chair. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm. So by definition, if I have kavana on bringing the chair, and by definition, by extension, that's considered as well plowing. So then, whether it's lo nichle or not, doesn't make a difference. I had kavana. I knew I'm dragging the chair, and therefore that's considered chayev.